the worst fucking rock stars in the world. Written by Ermengarde and read by DePatty
and Argentum Lupin.
Author's notes. Mentions of previous canon addiction issues.
Ray is, Gerard thinks, the best person in the whole entire world, apart from Mikey.
Because Mikey.
But Gerard doesn't really want to snuggle with Mikey.
Because Boney.
And he definitely doesn't want to, like, do, sex stuff with Mikey.
Brother, 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 brother.
And he does with Ray. In theory, anyway. Like, Gerard really wants to, but he thinks he should probably talk to Ray about it first, which is terrifying, although Ray's really... Ray makes him feel really safe and warm, and, like, Ray makes Gerard feel like he's special, when Gerard knows that he's really only special on stage, and then in real life, he's an alcoholic who battles against taking a little something to make himself feel better, or more awake, or to sleep, or not to feel at all every day. And that sometimes he smells because he doesn't think to shower when he could be sleeping, or writing, or reading.
Honestly, everyone smells on tour. Even Frank! And Frank is a clean freak. But, yeah. Gerard knows that he's generally a level more toxic than normal people. He's like a +10 lethality to tour stink.
Ray still hugs Gerard when his funk's so strong that the smell's practically drawing visible lines in the air. And Ray holds Gerard's hand when he's feeling that itch under his skin, in his brain, that means he's 5 seconds away from going to find some pills. And Ray always gets Gerard's favorites from the gas station when Gerard's feeling too hermity to leave the bus.
And Ray knows the order that Gerard's favorites rank in and how. The ranking changes depending on what soda's available or if there's coffee. Even Mikey doesn't understand that Funyuns are only acceptable if there's this one weird brand of orange soda that you can only get in some states, but that... with that soda, Funyuns are the best food in the whole world ever.
And Ray is fucking magical, and talking to him about fun sex stuff should be easy, because fuck, Gerard talks about blowjobs on stage in front of billions of homophobic assholes who could, like, kill him with their thumbs, but it's scary. Ray is really fucking sexy. Gerard can't really look at him on stage because he's so competent, just always perfect and right in his hands. And Gerard can't look at Ray and concentrate on anything else at the same time. And what if Ray's like that with sex? And what if he thinks Gerard is like that with sex? Because Gerard knows how to talk a good game, and Gerard really likes what he already has with Ray, and he doesn't want to fuck it up by trying the sex stuff with Ray and being really bad at it. Gerard tries mostly not to think about how much he'd probably like to have sex with Ray, and tries to think about how Ray is the best person he knows instead, because thinking about sex with Ray makes Gerard's brain explode.
G?
Ray's marking out chords on Gerard's arm, and the gentle movement of his fingers against Gerard's skin has been zoning Gerard out like a happy kitten. Gerard stretches out cat-like on the uncomfortable bus couch, wishing he could bend his spine in that arch shape like cats do to unclick all his back, and he butts his head into Ray's chest. He is comfy, lying half on top of Ray, and they're all trapped on the bus with nothing to do but just be, and he kind of hopes that Ray doesn't want him to do anything strenuous, like playing magic or sitting up. Ray stops, and Gerard can hear him sucking his lip into his mouth. That noise always makes Gerard want to kiss Ray, so he twists around, checks that the rest of their band are safely in the bunks.
Bob generally looks disgruntled at PDAs. Mikey makes mournful noises, and Frank starts throwing condoms at them. It's not always worth it.
And sucks Ray's lip into his own mouth. Gerard could kiss Ray for hours, and okay, so kissing Ray pretty much puts his brain offline, but he really can't work out now why they weren't kissing already. Gerard whines sadly when Ray eventually pulls back, although his lips are beginning to feel a little sore, so maybe a break is a good idea. Ray smiles and laughs at him. Ray is beautiful.
As I was saying before, you interrupted. It's a hotel night tomorrow. I didn't interrupt you! You stopped!
Gerard didn't. He doesn't interrupt. Not Ray. Not unless his brain gets latched onto something and his mouth runs off by itself. He likes listening to Ray, and he's been being careful not to make Ray stop talking. Ray giggles and grabs onto Gerard's hand, which has been gesticulating without permission again.
I'm only teasing you.
Ray kisses the end of Gerard's nose, which Gerard thinks should make him feel like a puppy, but mostly it makes him feel like everything is okay.
We don't need to check out until noon, and there's a door that locks and real beds, and
Ray's cheeks are going pink. It's an awesome color on him, and Gerard's fingers itch for paints or chalks or something to try and capture how pretty Ray looks right now. Ray takes a deep breath.
I wondered if you maybe, like, kind of wanted to move things up a level with us, but...
Ray is looking anywhere but at Gerard. It's weird.
Only if you want to. Up a level?
Gerard thinks.
Hopes, if that's the right word for the jumpiness he's feeling right under his diaphragm.
Ray might mean, like, third base, maybe, but it's possible that he's talking about his paladin. Gerard wants to be sure. Ray shifts a little, and Gerard has to wrap his arm around Ray's shoulder so he's not bumped off Ray's chest. Gerard likes leaning up against Ray's chest. Ray buries his face in Gerard's neck and nods, and licks that patch, just behind Gerard's ear, that is magic, and a shudder works its way down through Gerard's whole body, from where Ray's tongue is, right down to his toes. Probably not talking about his paladin, then. Gerard can't work out if his nerves about what is going to happen in their hotel room totally fuck with his performance, or if his anticipation means he's totally on fucking fire. He feels all over the fucking place, and his heart is racing. It's still racing when he gets off stage. It's like being on coke, except better, because he's present in a way he never was on coke. And his dick is hard, has been hard for fucking hours, which never fucking happened on coke, or vodka, or fucking anything he used to take. The journey from the venue to the hotel takes hours. Days. And Gerard doesn't even get to sit next to Ray because Frankie's hogging him to talk about music. Gerard is being thwarted. And also, he's getting kind of anxious because he's trying to ignore that.
His therapist says denial is the enemy of sobriety, but his therapist has never maybe been going to have sex with Ray Toro. His therapist can fuck off.
Finally, they arrive and Ray gets their overnight bag.
Ray is the best person in the whole wide world. Ray packed Gerard's stuff in with his own, so Gerard didn't need to pack at all.
And snags their key cards and drags Gerard to the elevator. And Gerard didn't think that weak at the knees was a real thing, but his feel kind of like they're made of marshmallow or something. This. Ray. Them. Sex with Ray. This is going to happen.
Hey, Earth to Gerard.
Ray is smiling at him and waving a hand in front of his face. Possibly the knee thing made Gerard space out a little bit. Gerard can't help but grin back at Ray. Ray is awesome.
Hi, hi? Come on, space cadet, this is our floor.
Ray takes Gerard's hand and pulls him out of the elevator and along the corridor. Gerard always has to check the thing that the key card comes in for his room number, but Ray just remembers, like magic. The cards always seem to work first time for him, too. Gerard watches as Ray makes the lock work and pushes open the door, watches the lines of the muscles in Ray's arm and shoulder flex under his worn Iron Maiden shirt. Gerard's mouth waters and his dick twitches in his pants, still hard.
So,
Ray drops their bag on the dresser and looks at the room.
I was, maybe...
Ray pulls the tie out of his hair and then puts it back in again, like he's trying to make sure it's out of the way, and Gerard gets a sudden flash of Ray on his knees in front of Gerard, nosing at Gerard's dick, and really, all Gerard wants to do is suck Ray's dick, and... He's fallen to his knees, gracelessly, with a thump, before he's even thought about it. And he's pulling at Ray's zipper, and it's hard, because Ray's hard, and fuck, Ray is big. Like, Gerard needs both his hands to make sure he's touching it all, and there's no way he's going to get it all in his mouth, because he's not like the porn guys. He's got a gag reflex that kicks in when he's chewing a pencil. But he's got to try, he's got to taste, and he sticks out his tongue and licks, and then Ray's coming, just fucking pumping all over Gerard's tongue and lips and face, and holy fucking shit! He's just had sex with Ray, but he did it wrong, and Ray's going to think he's a tool. Gerard sinks back on his heels, his brain far too full of thoughts, all going far too fast, and his heart's still racing, and his chest feels tight, and he knew he'd be shit at this and screw it up, screw up with Ray, and...
Fuck. Fuck, gee...
Ray is on the floor next to him, wiping strong thumbs over his face.
Fuck, fuck, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. What? But no, I'm sorry! I...
Gerard doesn't know how to tell Ray that it was all a fucking front, that he hasn't done this before, that he really, really wants another chance to do it better.
Ray, please? I love you, please, I'm sorry I didn't tell you that I hadn't...
Ray's face has gone all weird. Like he's happy and guilty, and like the time he stole Frankie's last E-string, and the time Gerard found the shampoo he really likes half off, and...
You love me? Yeah.
Gerard nods, hard. How could Rey not have known that already?
Like, you're the best person in the entire world. Oh, fuck.
Rey sniffs, and there are tears in his eyes, and his face is red, but he's smiling.
I, you're my, I haven't before. I'm sorry it was so fast, but you felt so good.
Good? Gerard was good? And...
Rey, are you a virgin too?
Rey hiccups.
Not anymore, I don't think. I mean, I don't know. I guess my brothers would say I am, but you keep saying about heteronormative and non-penetrative definitions of sex, and I definitely came because you were stroking me, and then you licked me, and I...
Rey stops talking and stops rubbing the cum off of Gerard's face.
Two? You mean, we're fucking ridiculous. We fucking waited to fall in love to have sex. We're the worst fucking rock stars in the world.
He giggles.
We are not! We are fucking awesome!
Gerard is having a really fucking hard time processing all of this, but he's pretty sure that Rey just said he loved him.
And we should totally have some more sex and prove it. Right now. Yeah. Yeah, we should. The end.